Harry Truman once said, America was not built on fear. America was built on courage, on imagination, and an unbeatable determination to do the job at hand. As Americans, we have an intrinsic responsibility to support those who have fought for our freedom to be a responsible and beneficial citizen of our country by upholding and defending the core tenet of this great nation, the United States Constitution. Idly watching our country slowly lose the greatness it once was is outright negligence. Patriotism today is like Christmas for many. We hear people speak of the true meaning, but when the time comes, we get wrapped up in the parties, gift-giving, and other commercialized ideas of the holiday. Patriotic holidays are frequently firework-driven parties and store sales, while the real meaning is left unobserved. We can say the Pledge of Allegiance day in and day out, but when it comes time to stand for our country in the course of our daily lives, we often fail to do so. America's founders, the men who gave us a reason to be patriotic, would now think we have lost our way. There are numerous ways in which I can take responsibility for this great nation by actively participating in restoring the distinction it once emanated. Supporting and defending our Constitution, which is a set of rules by which we are to be governed as a nation, is an inherent responsibility of being American. This begins by knowing and understanding its content, being able to intelligently speak with regard to it, and supporting it wholeheartedly. In fact, most of the rights we are guaranteed are stated within it. However, this cherished charter is under daily attack in this country by some activist organizations and politicians. Many of these groups or people believe in a living constitution, which is functionally no different than having no constitution at all. It is my duty to protect and observe the fundamental principles in this document. While there are those who disagree with upholding the constitution in today's society, no document does more to protect my rights and the rights of all Americans, so it is my duty to take positive action where I can be of service in whatever forum presents itself. Secondly, as an American, it is my responsibility to contribute to society by doing my best educationally, professionally, and philanthropically to financially sustain myself and my family, as well as teach the moral character of being American. In doing so, I will pay my fair share of taxes, and I understand that no one owes me anything. It is incumbent upon me as an American to pave my own way and sculpt my future, and in doing so, set an example for future generations. Over the course of my lifetime, I should pay as much in taxes as I take out in services and direct payments from the government, and remember that we maintain not taxation without representation. Whether you think of America as the land of opportunity, the land of free and home of the brave, or the last best hope of mankind, we all have a task to preserve what is great about this nation so that future generations of America can experience it just as we have. The next responsibility I hold is to carry out the Founding Fathers' legacy. We have been given the divine instruction to teach the truth about the United States, including to our children. The truth is found in the principles that were set forth when our nation executed the Constitution in 1787. As Americans, we are blessed with the honor of having a vote in our leadership of our nation. In fact, our right to vote is known as one of our most influential powers. If we vote carelessly and without reason or choose not to exercise this right, we put our republic as well as our citizens at risk by potentially placing power into the hands of lesser candidates who may not uphold the Constitution. As an emerging adult, my obligations are to ensure that the constitutional truths live on from being actively involved in informing myself and others about each political candidate's positions on the issues at the state, local, and national levels, and how they relate to upholding the Constitution and supporting the efforts of those who must uphold the Constitution, to being actively involved in holding existing representatives accountable for upholding the Constitution. Political heroes are no longer necessary. If we as citizens can educate ourselves and choose the right candidates, we are the heroes. Finally, I have the responsibility to be a good person. I must possess, accomplish, and sustain the qualities of honesty, honor, respect for the law, and godliness, to be an example to those around me, as well as to my future generations. As Samuel Adams said, a general dissolution of principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy. If the American people do no good, it matters not how well the Constitution is written, how well we are governed, or how much good fortune comes our way, we are doomed as a nation. I stand to take the responsibility and make this nation better. In summary, to be accountable for the greatness of my country, I have to not only believe in what our founding fathers left with us, but integrate it into my daily life. I have to remember that patriotism is not an object, it is a health, steadfast emotional attachment to the United States. With patriotism comes the task of being a living example of the principles of the Constitution. My daily goal is to help others know more about our republic, what it stands for, and why it is so important to defend it. My responsibility to America is to do just as Gandhi did by being the change I wish to see in the world.